But so much going on in the Euros at the moment. Stuff on the pitch, stuff off the pitch, and a dramatic win last night. An emotional win by Denmark as well after what had happened to Christian Eriksen earlier on in the tournament. Optus Sport is giving you all the action, and one of the experts as part of the Optus team is John Aloisi, an Australian football legend, and he joins us on the program this morning. John, thanks for your time.
No, thanks for having me on.
There's plenty going on. It's been a crazy tournament over the first week or so.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. There's a lot going on, and also we all remember what happened with Christian Eriksen, which was very unfortunate that he's safe, he's healthy now, he's out of hospital, and he went to visit his teammates, I think it was yesterday at training, and they put on a performance for him and for the whole nation. It was a brilliant win for them this morning, 4-1. That gets them through the group stage, so now they're into the round of 16.
Yeah, and they play Wales, so they'd be obviously favoured to win that as well. Are you surprised that they've been able to, I don't like to call it a distraction, but with all that had gone on with Christian, that they've been able to sort of balance up and play the football they're playing?
Yeah, it was one of those things, you just don't know how they're going to react from it. Of course, during the game, that game there, it did affect them, and it would have affected them, you know, the days after that, but they've regrouped. They got together. They obviously want to do it for Christian Eriksen as well, and you know the whole nation's behind them. So you can feel that energy, not only this game today, but in the last game that they played, and they put on a performance today. They were awesome, and so against Wales, they'll feel very confident they can go even further.
Now, England's the other team that we're interested in talking to you about, John, because they've got through to the last 16 with still one more game to go. They've also got dramas because they played Scotland, who had a player that tested positive to coronavirus. So they've all had to test England going into this last game, and they're not probably at the top of their game at the moment. What are you seeing from them?
Yeah, they're not at the top of the game. They had a pretty good performance against Croatia in the first game. They got the win there. Against Scotland, they weren't great. They drew that game. And Billy Gilmour of Scotland tested positive for COVID. And now two of the England players have to isolate, Mason Mount and Ben Chilwell. So they won't be playing. And yeah, there's a few questions over England. There's a few questions on, you know, can they improve their attack? You know, who's going to get the goals? Harry Kane hasn't been firing. And so Gareth Southgate, their manager, has a lot of decisions to make.
So, John, who are you liking at the moment? So Italy took all their points in their group. Belgium, all the points in their group. Now Holland this morning took all their points. Who are you liking at this? It's still early stages of the tournament, but who do you think is in the best form as we speak?
Look, Italy were very good in their first three games. So they were probably, along with Belgium, the pick. But, you know, you can't go past Germany as well. They didn't win the first game. They lost to France. But their second game against Portugal, they really stood up and they won that game 4-2. But this is probably the most open Euros I can remember. There's probably at least six or seven sides that you think can go on and win it. So there's a lot to play still. There's a few games left in the first round. And then once we get to the knockout stages, you'll see even more dramatic games.
And we always look for standout performances. Obviously, Ronaldo is leading the Golden Boot at the moment. But has there been a young player that you've watched in the opening rounds and just said, yeah, this kid is going to be an absolute star of the future?
Yeah, well, there's been plenty of young players that have come through. They had a 17-year-old the other day that came on, and then you had an 18-year-old that's been playing as Pedri, which is for Spain. But there's a lot of good young players coming through. But yeah, I don't think you can go past, you know, there's still Mbappe is one of the stars of France. And there's been quite a few surprises that you didn't really know about. And that was with Italy. They've had, you know, some good players like Locatelli that's really come onto the stage now. And all the big clubs around Europe are after him, and he's quite young. So there's been quite a few good young talented players coming in and doing really well.
Hey, John, before we let you go, one of your old clubs, well, sort of one of your old clubs, is Melbourne Heart, Melbourne City. How do you think they'll go in the grand final? And are you proud of what they've been able to do?
Yeah, it's been really good. They've been, not only this season, last season, they did really well. They were unlucky not to do or win the grand final last season. So they've got a chance to revenge that game against Sydney FC, who beat them. But it's going to be a close one. I think both sides are going in with a lot of form. Melbourne City had a great season, won the Premier's Plate. So, you know, you expect them to be the favourites. But Sydney FC have got, you know, all the experience This could be their third win in a row, so it's going to be a top game.
Have you been impressed with the standard this year? A lot of the commentary around the A-League, despite all the dramas with COVID and whatnot, is that the level of football has been extremely high. As someone that's been involved for such a long time, how have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. That it's been exciting, you know, especially with the young players coming through. There's been quite a few. Probably the most I've seen since the A-League, you know, started with the young talented players. So what that creates as well is more open games because young players play without that fear. You know, the attacking intent of the players has been there. So, you know, I think the level is good and it's only going to get better with these younger players gaining more experience.
John, great to catch up. I know a lot of people are watching the Optus Sport coverage and it really is high quality coverage. So awesome. Good luck for the rest of the tournament with Optus.
Thanks a lot, guys.